conosco la tua strada, ogni passo che farai, le tue ansie chiuse e vuoti, sassi che allontanerai, senza mai pensare che, come roccia io ritorno.
Gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections Sunday edition. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, is the 19th day of August, 2007. Again, my name is Daryl Bradford Smith, and on one of my files the other day, I said it was the wrong date, so I don't know, Eric didn't correct it. I listened to it again, and this is the last file we did. I gave the wrong date out, but stuff like that happens sometimes. Because, anyway, so many things going on in the world. Boy, I think it's panic generated in some instances. I think it's hubris generated on their part in some instances. And I think it's just a continuation of the plan that they've had. And, you know, they have so much money to spend on false news. You know, the Republic bullcrap network over there last night had Judy Wood on and all these Liars Incorporated talking about absolute nonsense. I just happened to tune in for what reason, I don't know. Maybe just to hear what kind of crap they're spinning over there. But it's almost laughable after you've been in the facts a while to listen to some of these people. And I think more and more people are understanding this. It's becoming evident that the simplest story, that it's a single group of criminal Jewish Zionists behind this, is starting to really take root. And how do I know that? Well, if you look at who runs all these different organizations, if you look at who's behind this so-called neocon movement, if you look at who owned all the buildings on September 11th and who benefited and who is benefiting in this Middle East war and all of it, it all goes to Ki Bono. Who benefits? Always goes back to Zionist Judaism every time. Now again, that's not all Jews. In fact, I've got to tell you that there are Jewish people waking up to this and saying, "Holy smokes, I didn't realize, but now I do. What do I do?" They've been, you know, going to their synagogue and thinking they were being righteous people, and all of a sudden they realize that the leadership of their own religion are thoroughly and completely corrupted. And they're asking, what do I do? Well, like the rest of us, fight. We've got to fight. Which you know, look, if they're going to try to do a Russian-type implosion where they murder wholesale their entire southern flank of their nation in the Georgian and steppes area of Russia after this Zionist Jewish inspired revolution, they killed millions of them because they knew that they would never be able to import enough influence into the Georgian area and into the Ukraine area to quell an organized violent uprising that was going to threaten their control. So what did they do? They just went and slaughtered the whole area wholesale and starved most of them. And then they did the same thing in Germany, in East Germany, murdering one by one the dissenters. Now, how did they know who the dissenters were? Well, I'm sure back in that time, too, they had their lists. And I'm sure the lists that have come out of American Free Press are going to cost you. And I'm going to say something bold here, that if I ever was a subscriber to American Free Press, I would consider moving without a forwarding address. I'm serious about that. Because I'm telling you this day, this hour, this moment, this file, this truth-telling instant here, ladies and gentlemen, that American Free Press is a bought and paid for organization working for Morris Dees and Southern Poverty Law, and that is a fact. A fact. 100%. And it was that fact that had the suspicions that Boleyn had for the last 6 months before he left the place actually had him frightened. And when he finally left, he was thoroughly convinced by what had happened. And of course, now you look at what this so-called Bolin work has been reduced to in this latest post. Don't fight back. Just stand there and be slaughtered. Allow yourself to become a victim is what he's crying for. Not dissimilar, and I hate using Alex Jones's work, but I mean, maybe he's exposing some of their own crimes from his side. You know, from the beginning, Alex Jones has always seemed to me to be a big, carny, barking blowhard that tried to move you away from the facts, either out of fear or out of, that was his job to do it. And you know, I don't listen to the guy often enough to know if he's getting a paycheck for it, or if he's been threatened for it, or if it's because of the influence of the people around him for it. Who the hell cares? The fact is that the guy won't tell you Zionist Judaism is in charge of this, that they created the Illuminati, that under Weishaupt, that they're the ones who have weaseled their way into British royalty and into Austro-Hungarian royalty, and that they have usurped the Turkish caliph's control. Hey, guys, Watertown, kudos to Watertown, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my goodness. The Donme, let's start doing the homework here. Let's start connecting the dots for Watertown. Send anybody you know in Watertown, Massachusetts, the truth about the Donme Jewish conspiracy that took out the caliph, replaced it with a Jewish, crypto-Zionist Jewish control, and murdered the Armenians, ordered by the Donme in control of the Turkish state. That's why they don't want recognition. They don't want anybody looking behind the cover to find out that the people in charge of Turkey were Zionist Jews. And they still are. And that's why they're poised at the border of Iraq right now, threatening Iran. They're doing it for Israel because the people in charge of Turkey are Zionist Jews. Oh, the history just is clear as a bell on this stuff, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to look into this Watertown. Anybody you know there, send them the facts. Tell them to go back into the history books and look at what Sabbatai C is all about, and what the Donme was about, and what crypto-Judaism is about. It's all there for them. It's a fact of our history, of human history, that these people were able to get away with that, and they do not want that Pandora's box opened. And just by some bizarre happenstance, Watertown has stood up and said, wait a minute, something's anomalous here. These people were murdered wholesale, and you don't want us to recognize it. Why is that? They don't know why, but I'm telling them why. The facts are clear as a bell on this. The truth is leaking out from every corner, every quarter. They can't stop the flow of this, and yet they're advocating us to just roll over and play dead, be sheep, go get slaughtered for the master's table. Is that what you want to do? Again, ladies and gentlemen, if I subscribed to, you know, I don't know if Alex Jones is going to be giving out his mailing list. Oh boy. You know, they built those internal camps for somebody. Kellogg Brown and Root got those contracts to build those holding facilities and those transfer facilities for something. They didn't spend the multi-billions of dollars across America to build on these old abandoned military bases like Otis Air Force Base in Massachusetts, guys, people in Watertown. For nothing, and I'm not trying to fearmonger, they didn't do it for nothing. Now, how do they know who to put in there? American Free Press. Alex Jones's mailing list. We've never asked you to send anything to us with an address on it. We don't want your darn address. You know, some of you have gotten books from us, but you know, that we've sent out a couple of hundred books. This is not what we're in business to do. We're in business to tell you the facts. That's why they're so afraid of us. That's why in every blog and every site on the internet, they're trying to trash us, guys. Come on, isn't it becoming clear and obvious? Why would such a little website like IamTheWitness.com be such a threat? And why would it take a internet-wide attack on us? to silence us. Why is that necessary? Because our truth, as small as we are, slays these big guys cold, knocks them for a loop, destroys their ability to dupe you. We've had the facts at our fingertips from the beginning. And you take a look at people like these cretins over at Wake Up From Your Slumber. This guy Poseidon, what else? What a liar. You can't read his stuff and not be revolted by it. The guy is a liar. And he's working with the people from American Free Press to cover up the fact that they are a list collector and a lie spinner. Yep. They're there to try to get names and addresses, I think. And I tell you something, if I was getting a publication from them, I'd move without a forwarding address, because I think things are at the tipping point. I think the tipping point has arrived. The financial part of it is already underway. That is not reversible at this point, because too many traders across the world have already smelt the coffee. And the coffee is sour and ready to turn. And nobody's going to drink this coffee they've been smelling here, guys. It's just a mess on the horizon financially. And I think this is just the harbinger of things to come. Look, I urge my listeners often to go and take a look at what the other sites are doing against us, so that they can get an idea of how desperate things are becoming for the other side. Now, people say, yeah, you know, we already know that. Why don't you give us more facts? Hey, the site is full of facts. Every bit of work we did for the last year and a half, go listen to what Bolin really used to do, not this new stuff coming from his kidnappers. Look at the stuff we used to out on Rahm Emanuel and how Chicago is the hotbed of criminal Zionism in the country. Everybody thinks the center is New York. Well, a lot of it is in New York. A lot of it is in L.A. But Chicago is the crime capital of America and has always been. Miami, big, big center for criminals, Zionist Jews. It's almost a four-point plan. New York, Chicago, L.A., and Miami as their criminal control points. Unbelievable. You want to know why? This is an interesting one, and I need some confirmation on this. But somebody pointed out to me, Fidel Castro was a Murano Jew. Look into that for me, guys. Send me back the confirmations on it. It's actually written about in some rather believable areas that he came from that Murano community that came over in 1490s from Spain and Portugal. Yep. They're also the same group in charge of Mexico City and the drug trade. They're also the same group in charge of Colombia and the drug trade. They're also in Panama and the drug trade. They're also working with Hugo Chavez and the drug trade and the oil control. Yep. They've always been behind communism, guys, and that is the runners of communism. And ladies and gentlemen, it's never changed. They might dupe you into thinking it's changed, but it hasn't. See, what communism really is about, ladies and gentlemen, is 100% control at the top. Managed life from the top. And the plebiscite, the plebs down below. Us. Sheeple. And every time they've gone into a country to take control of it, they have gone after their critics, as Hugo Chavez is doing, and they've gone after their intellectual elite, people who could discover the truth. They've killed them wholesale. They even used a laboratory they made a laboratory out of Cambodia to do this very thing, testing out how to ethnically, emotionally, intellectually and control a nation and cleanse it of its memory of who did what. Mao Zedong, same. Went through his intellectual elites and killed off all of the opposition. 30, 40, 50, 60 million of them. Same thing happened in Russia. Same thing happened in Germany. Hello? Are you people getting this? And now it's Planned for America, and they want you to sit by. And this newest fake article from the Dead Bolin. That's what I'll call him. Dead Bolin. The Dead Bolin article. Ah, yeah. it's crunch time, and you're going to have to stand up now. And I'm going to bring up Eric right now because I think Eric has a few things to say about some of this stuff. Because you know what? It's so obvious now to us, and it's so clear that this woman Shelton is an obfuscator and a liar, or the dumbest stick that was ever whittled, ladies and gentlemen. Eric, are you with me?
Yes, I'm here.
Eric, you know, I'm glad to have you here for your take on it, because you know something? We, in spite of all the bashing of us, we've been the most consistent source for facts since the beginning. And, you know, we haven't been 100% spot on who's a bad guy, but we've been about 99%, I'll tell you that right now. And more the people that we've said are bad are turning out to be as bad as they come. And you know something, I would worry if I were somebody whose address had gotten into the hands of American Free Press. How do you feel?
Well, yeah, I think, especially when you look at those empty camps, they're always talking about these empty camps, FEMA camps. What I think they may have done is they tricked a lot of Americans into building these on the grounds that, this is for criminals. Don't worry, this is for criminals. And it's actually what they did in Russia and East Germany. That, you know, they're fooling their own citizens into destroying their own nations.
Yep.
And this is what I think they were hoping to do, is they would create these camps, create the FBI, the Homeland Security, and all these people, fill them with idiots who don't question anything, and then just give them names and say, here, go get this one, and go get that one, and don't worry, these are bad people. And they would never ask, who are they? They would be picking up people like me and you and Bolin, and throwing us into camps where we'd get killed or whatever.
Well, I don't think we'd even make it to a camp, Eric. I think we'd be killed en route, buddy.
No, well, I think the way they do the trick is that because they're using Americans, they have to make it look real. See, that's what I think what they're doing is they're tricking Americans. And in order for the trick to work, they have to make us look bad. They have to fool everybody into thinking we're criminals. And so you have the ADL training a lot of the policemen, saying, oh, these are anti-Semites, these people here. Here's a list. And that's what Bolin said. There's a list of them at Chicago.
Yep.
And so what I think they've been doing is they've been using Americans as fools all these years, telling them, oh, this is how we get rid of bad people. And you're a good person because you're working on the side of goodness. And the people don't question anything. They just do it. Picking up people that they don't even know who they are. And putting them away. And so where do they get the list? It's like you say, everybody on the Barnes Review, anybody who's bought from Victor Thorne, he's got a site, he's selling things. Anybody who's on any of these lists, and then it's in all, you'll see it also in Germany and Britain. You know, they've got these groups over there also. And this has already been happening. And if you look at East Germany and Russia, where people would just mysteriously disappear. People that were criticizing the government.
Well, they got that Solzhenitsyn book on the Gulag Archipelago, and I mean, now I don't know if how much of his politics I agree with, but I certainly know that the internment camps built in Soviet Russia were real, and they turned many of the duped into slave laborers, and many of the leadership into fertilizer, Eric.
Yeah, and a lot of the people who helped that, though, were probably ordinary Russians who thought they were being good policemen. You see, that's exactly what they might have been trying to set up here. They're doing what has already worked for them. Set up the camps, fool the police into thinking that they're helping, and then just giving them names to go after. And
well, isn't it, I got to say, interesting that Alex Jones finally brings up on his airwaves the Marcus Wolf story that we broke 15 months ago.
A lot of what Alex says may actually be the truth. This is the only way I can explain how he can lie so consistently, is that he's really saying a lot of truth. He just changes it slightly. But it's very truthful. And a lot of what he says about how violence, basically he's saying they're not going to give up.
No, they won't give
up. You have to put yourself in their position. If you were in their position, if you had all these billions of dollars, you're in control of the banking system, the media, you've got this war in Iraq is still going on. It's destroying an entire nation. It's still going on in Afghanistan. They've killed enormous numbers of people. If you were Rahm Emanuel or Chertoff or any of these people, would you just say, all right, we just give up? You guys have said so much truth that we just give up. They're not going to give up just because we're talking about 9/11. just because we're talking about them. They're not going to give up. There is only one way to get them. You either have to get the police to arrest them, and if the police don't do it, I mean, you don't have any other option. If the police are not going to start doing their job, there isn't any other option except for the citizens to do something.
Well, that's right. And what it is that the citizens need to do is to take a 100% firm stand. That means no backpedaling at all from what needs to be done. And what I believe needs to be done is you need to become the citizen police force. And that means whatever force necessary to protect yourself. That is, you don't let somebody start rounding up individuals. You can't allow that, because that is how they will undermine it. Bolin has been taken, Eric. I'm going to say that to everybody again. He's gone, probably dead. Probably dead, Eric.
Well, it might be like they did in Russia. They keep him in as a prisoner. See, you don't. But whether he's dead or alive, or whether he's dead or a prisoner, he's gone. They took him. He's gone. They've got him.
Yep.
And this is what people have to resist. And we can do it nonviolently. People say, well, we need nonviolence. You can do it. Stop supporting these people. Stop supporting the police. Don't give them any assistance. Don't give them anything. Don't give them information. Don't help them. Don't let them intimidate you. Bolin said he saw their cars. They would drive their government cars to the neighbors, his neighbors. And they would then give him, he doesn't know what they're saying, but he could see the government plates on their car. They'd pull up and talk to the neighbors. The neighbors then don't say anything. This all people have to do is resist this, and then get the names of these, get their pictures. The pictures of these particular people. And they're working for the FBI or whoever they are. Get their pictures, get their names, get their addresses. We need to find out who they are. They're the ones causing the trouble. And if we just stop giving them our support.
Well, what I've said, Eric, is that people across America, in small-town America, need to find out every single person involved in a federal police force in their community. They need their name, address, their shift that they leave for work, the car they drive in, the places they frequent. If they are a policeman for a federal agency, they have to be identified, and the names have to be put on the internet and circulated amongst everyone. And that no matter what happens, that if this federalizes in any way soon, these people need the names and addresses of these people doing it, Eric.
Well, yeah. And you have an opportunity if they come to you, like they did with Bolin's neighbors. You got them. You can see them. You can get their pictures. If they do this to you, you don't have to put up with their intimidation. What are they going to do? Shoot you? Come on, think about this. Bolin's neighbors could have just said no. They could have just taken a picture with a digital camera and said, no, get out of here. They don't even do that. They just roll over and turn up upside down like, what is it, a possum that does that?
Yeah.
This is stupid. We outnumber these people. And where's our military? They're dying. They should realize this. They are dying right now for what? They're already risking their lives. Why don't they put up a little resistance? Hopefully, some of them are at least thinking about this by now, but they've got to realize they're not protecting America. They're just attack dogs for Israel.
That's
destroying
right.
Another nation that never bothered us, destroying Afghanistan. That's two nations they're going after right now. They would have gone after Iran, but I think we're getting enough resistance. And this is what all they have to do is just start resisting them. Don't give them any support. And whenever you can, get their pictures.
What I'd like everybody to know that the American public is well armed. It is certainly well armed. The fact of the matter is, armed is not enough. The fact of the matter is that people have to understand that the government that they've been paying their taxes to is not representing them. The monies that they've been giving to that government have been going into the hands of criminal organizations for generations, and that what they've been able to do with that money is build an infrastructure of duped and criminals that are going to now be used against the very people who paid for them.
Well, that's right. That's what they did in Russia. This is what we have to learn from. And in East Germany, once they get in there, they get their own police forces and their own military fooled into going after anybody who can think and putting them in jail. But guns don't do it. Guns alone are not going to do it. You can't.
No, guns alone won't do it. No.
A person in a house with a gun is not going to hold off what they did at Waco. You can't do it. You've got to, we need the support of a lot of people, and it can be done so easily. Stop supporting them. Don't, when they come to, if they come to intimidate you, ignore them. Don't give them any support. Don't ever call them. Like Bolin made the mistake of calling 911. You'd think that was safe. You're calling the police and asking them to investigate something. Well, that doesn't work. Obviously, they are so corrupt that when you call them for help, they just realize, oh, here's someone, here's a sucker. You can't even call the police. This is how bad it is.
Yep.
And you're not going to be able to fight them by yourself. You can't do anything by yourself. We've got to get more people. And if violence breaks out, that's when the guns will become handy. But you're not going to do it on your own. You sure can't do it on your own.
No, certainly not. And what I've recommended people do is to take the guns out of their home and bury them someplace safe.
Bury them?
Well, no, you don't want to leave them in your house, Eric, because if they rifle your home for guns and you don't have any, you're all set. You still have yours.
Oh, you mean to hide a couple of safe ones.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's possible. But see, the problem is, like they did in New Orleans, when you're just there by yourself, and see, there's no organization. This is the other thing they try to do, is stop anybody from working together. As long as we're all individuals, we can't do anything. That's why they want to break everybody apart. Whenever there's groups, they want to infiltrate and break them apart. If we could get an organization, we could do something. But we can't even get that going. As soon as we get a couple people together, they're there to ruin it.
Well, and then look at this woman Shelton now. It reeks of desperation that she's out trying to post. First her first contact with me. And I never said one word about her. I didn't even know who she was at the time. Was to attack me and say that if I spoke out in any way, she'd sue me. And what my response to her was, go ahead, you sack of goo, you blowhard, sue me. And oh, that didn't work. So now it's, he's a bad guy, that guy Smith. Look, he's bad. Now it's, oh, feel sorry for me. My daddy was sick and I was in a wheelchair and they blamed me for being nuts and I'm it's, what happened to the lawsuit, Linda Shelton, you sack of goo? And the fact of the matter is, Eric, they've gone down their list of first being intimidative, didn't work. Second, to try and play the we're nuts, and that didn't work because more and more people understand Bolin is no longer with us and free. And then third, now it's, well, feel bad for me.
Well, yeah, and people need to think about this. Where are the people who are concerned about Bolin? This is a very, very important thing. You know, people, even me and Bolin, were having trouble believing every single person in this 9/11 movement could be part of it. I was warning Bolin, even, watch out for Professor Stephen Jones. And he would think, oh, come on, the guy, not him too. But look at them. There is no one out there who cares about him, about Bolin. And you have to ask yourself, if they don't care about Bolin, what makes you think they're going to care about any of the rest of us? Every one of us could be picked off one by one, and meanwhile, Professor Jones will still be talking about thermite, and Professor Wood and Morgan Reynolds will be telling you that no planes actually crashed into the Pentagon, the World Trade Center towers, they were illusions. That's what they're going to be doing while we're being picked up and taken away.
Yeah.
And people have to realize this. There's something wrong here, and the only answer to what's going on is they're all working with them. Whether it's voluntarily or blackmail or bribery, it doesn't matter.
Or in many cases, Eric, useful idiots. Come on, there's a lot of dumpsticks out there who go, this person's, he's got some gravitas, so maybe he's honest.
It doesn't matter why somebody's putting a knife into you. You get them away from you when they're doing that. That's what your attitude has to be. You don't have to know what is wrong with Professor Stephen Jones. He may be an honest guy. Maybe he's scared to death. It doesn't matter. He's not helping us. All of these people should be pushed aside, and we should get people with some courage and some guts and some bravery. That's what's going to save us. Not cowardly people, not bribed people, not blackmailed people. Push aside the weaklings, push aside the idiots. We need to find some people with some guts and some ability to think.
That's right. Well, it is crunch time, and I kind of highlighted that, the financial implosion, Eric. this is just the tip of the iceberg with money. I mean, if you're seeing them having to bail out hedge funds and banks in California, did you know there was a run on a California bank on last week, and that they had to infuse $19 billion into that bank because they couldn't, there was no money there?
Yeah, I heard about some of that.
Well, I mean, if this is what they're reporting on their controlled press, the rot beneath the surface is far worse. We've been telling people it's really bad, and that the eggs are no longer able to stay in the air. They can't juggle this anymore. And it's going to cascade, and they're going to have problems. And what they're going to try to do, I'm sure, is false flag themselves into more control. They've got all their rules and all their criminals in place now. It's going to come down to, do people buy it and what we do about it? Do they buy the lie, and what are they going to do about it next? Now, you know.
And here's what, yeah, but what people have to also look at is history. Because this has gone on. It's the same thing. Every generation seems to repeat the same stupid mistakes. If there's any problem, who do you think has the upper hand in it? It's not the people with money. It's the people with skills and the people willing to work. The people who are going to have the food are going to have the upper hand. The people, it's these ordinary people. The people in their mansions, what are they going to do with money if the farmers say, no, we're not giving you any food? And if the truckers say, no, we're not shipping you any food? And the carpenters and the electricians say, we're not giving you electricity. We're not giving you anything. We can deal with them so easily.
But Eric, it's not easy to get the depth of delusion and the depth of illusion that has been brought around the vision of the American, of the Western world is so pervasive, so profound, that in order to snap everybody out of this malaise, it's a lot harder. I mean,
oh,
come
it
on,
is.
This is the fight.
That's right. That's like you can see with unions. The people that are in these unions have tremendous power over this country, but they don't understand it. They're not smart enough. And so what's happening is the unions are getting under organized crime gang. You know, they're all just organized crime gangs. This is the problem we face. Most people can't understand what's happening. But the point I'm making is, if they just start realizing they don't have to be victims of just some people with money. Even
yeah.
The police. What are the police going to do if nobody supplies them with bullets? What are the police going to do if nobody gives them electricity? They're not of any value without the support of these people. Us. And the same is true with the military. What good do they do anybody if no one supports them? That's all.
Well,
people
here's the thing. Watertown just woke up to an event. They don't know what they've opened. It seems to me, after watching the town meeting, they don't know what has happened beforehand that made this such an important event. What I'm telling the people is they need to be informed that the reason why the ADL has kept that secret is not because they don't want competition for their Holocaust industry. It's because the people who did that crime are the very people who are trying to stop them from recognizing that as a genocide. And that is, the Zionist Jews did that.
Well, they don't want to bring it out, because if you bring it out, then people might start asking questions and then learning more about it.
About the Donmei and about the criminal elite Zionists that control Turkey.
Well, it's the same thing with 9/11. They were trying for years to stop people from talking about that also. And it didn't work. And it's not going to work with this Turkish massacre.
Well, what happens if the Armenian community and the Turkish community in America start sending back the truth to their relatives in Turkey and saying the government in Turkey is a Zionist-controlled government?
Well, that's what they're worried about, is people looking into this and discovering it. Because when you look into any of these issues, if you keep going, you're going to eventually come to the same conclusion that the rest of us come to.
Yep.
That's where all the evidence leads. You end up coming right back to that Zionist crime network. It's no way around it. I mean, if you keep looking, that's what you end up with.
Yeah.
And that's why they don't want any of this to come out. They've got to stop it, and they can't. So they are under trouble. They are in a lot of trouble right now. And if people just realize, all we have to do is quit supporting them. Don't buy their magazines. Don't buy their newspapers. Stop supporting all their wars. Stop falling for this "let's vote for the lesser of the evils" nonsense. People just need to say no. If they could just say no more often. No, we're not going to elect any of these politicians. We want more of. We want a whole new selection. We don't
well,
want...
Well, Eric, isn't it interesting when Ron Paul is like he's like a cancerous cyst on your body. He just happens to be the smallest cyst on it. He's not the biggest one. You've got this huge cyst growing all over you, and he just happens to be a smaller one. But the fact is, the guy's a cancer. Bin Laden is real. The Arabs attacked us because we're over there. 9/11 had nothing to do with an inside job or Zionist job. The guy is a liar. And of course, people get all mad with the French Connection. Why? Why? Are we supposed to elect another guy blowing smoke up my fanny?
Well, not only that, but people are always talking about these hand signals. You know, I always ignore all of these symbolic things, but he did the same thing when he was on television. He made that symbol they claim is supposed to mean something.
Yes, the Hookem's horn thing, but it wasn't. It's the hand signal of Kabbalah, Zoharist Jews.
Yeah, who knows if it's true, but it may be that he really did make that symbol, and maybe this means something to them. Maybe these people are just like those teenage gang members with their hand signals. You know, people look at the Zionist movement and they think, oh, it's just a peaceful movement to bring back a homeland for Jews. But look closely at these people. They're like gang members. This is what they're following, gang members. They even, these hand signals, if these are true, if they really have them, this is exactly what you see with teenage gangs and all these other stupid people. This is not a peaceful movement to create Israel. And if you even look at what some of the rabbis against Zionism say, even take a look at that. This is the greatest way to deflect attention, accusations that were anti-Semites. Just look at some of the quotes they give you. Like this one, here's a quote. Hateful views of Jews as being subhuman did not have to be invented by Nazi theorists such as Hitler, Goebbels, Rosenberg, or Stryker. This ideology was simply adapted from statements of political Zionists. So you see, if you look at what these rabbis against Zionism are saying, even they, a lot of what they say may not be quite the truth because they may not want to be too critical of Zionists, but they will deflect people away from this, oh, you're an anti-Semite for saying that. You know, when you say things like the Zionist Jews were behind the massacre in Turkey, you immediately get people saying, oh, you're a Nazi, you're an anti-Semite. But that's when you got to bring this forward and say to them, well, look at what the rabbis are saying.
That's right.
And that way, and look at what Benjamin Friedman is saying.
Yeah.
When they hear it from us, it sounds like anti-Semitism. When they hear it from a rabbi or someone like Benjamin Friedman, then they'll take it more seriously. It's like cracking the ice, you know, that expression?
Yep.
Let them first hear it from a rabbi. Let them hear it from Benjamin Friedman. Then they might be more willing to listen to us. And that's what they need to show the people in Watertown, Massachusetts. Show them what these rabbis are saying.
That's right.
Show them what Benjamin Friedman said.
Or Myron Fagan.
Right, and let them see that for themselves so that they don't immediately insult us as anti-Semites. This hiding behind anti-Semitism is a really good trick, and we got to stop them from using this.
Well, actually, we have really blunted that message by them, Eric. They're really having trouble getting any traction. Excuse me. There was a German guy that went over to these Jewish people had claimed that there was Nazis with swastikas all over their house, and they were attacked and all this. Come to find out, these people were posing in their local newspaper in front of a neighbor's house. It wasn't even their house that was painted. It was a fraud. And the guy is standing in front of the house saying, this is fraudulent. The whole thing was made up. How many attacks, so-called anti-Semitic attacks in France, have turned out, there's four of them I can think of off the top of my head, have turned out to be thorough and complete fabrications. And I'm telling you, across America, it's probably 10 times that amount.
Yeah, and if you just look at the Zionist movement, you'll see them promoting this phony anti-Semitism as a way to manipulate the Jews and everybody else.
And then take a look at what this guy Bryant does, and what Kaminsky does, and what the Piper Band does, and hanging out with the Vanguard and all the white knuckleheads. And that's a false group. That's a Southern Poverty Law Center financed and fabricated group. And they do have their useful idiots out in the society, but even those people are starting to wake up to the fact that that's nonsense, Eric.
Well, yeah, the white supremacists, they're in Europe, too. The people, if you know anyone in Europe, they've got to be warned about this, too. They've already done this trick in Russia and East Germany. We've got to learn from this. Even the people that are claiming to be helping us against the Federal Reserve and the IRS right now, Aaron Russo, G. Edward Griffin, Ron Paul, they're not helping us. They're not providing any real solutions.
No, and Ron Paul says we need to go back to the gold standard, knowing full well that the entire gold industry and its physical gold is held by the same criminals we're trying to get rid of.
Yeah, so it doesn't change a thing, but it makes people feel good. Everything they do is a trick.
Yep.
If anybody is getting this kind of publicity, it's a trick. They wouldn't have had to give Ron Paul any publicity. They drove people like Cynthia McKinney out of office. Even when she came back, they drove her out again. If Ron Paul was really telling the truth, why would they be promoting him? Why would Alex Jones be promoting him so much? And why would he be getting some publicity like he gets?
Yep.
It doesn't. You can't explain it any other way. Look at what they do to us. Me, you, Bolin.
Oh Jesus, we've been shoved so far down into the pit, Eric. You know, look, I got to tell you, everybody out there, dude, use your logic. Who supports us? And when you take a look at the people attacking us, and then you look at their associations, and you look at their platform that they stand on, it'll tell you immediately that these people are bad to the bone. Bad, bad, bad to the bone, Eric.
Well, it should be obvious once you look at all of them. And what's amazing is they have lists of themselves. We can see their names. All you have to do is go to some of their own lists. Patriots Question 9/11. There are hundreds of people on this list. See, Richard Gage is now the new one. Morgan Reynolds has kind of been pushed aside. Some of the other people, Tom Flacco, they're not so much popular anymore. Once we start exposing these people, their usefulness deteriorates, and so they got to find another one.
But right. Eric, did you hear the Flacco nonsense and the Stu Webb nonsense that Dick Cheney's been arrested?
Oh yeah, they've been doing that for years, and I think they've lost a lot of their support. Flacco is not as people don't pay much attention to him. You know, after we've exposed him.
Well, we Flacco flambéed him. That was us that dumped that lion sack of goo.
But what they do now is, you see, once you get rid of one, they bring others up, and now what you're going to see. You'll notice Richard Gage is now coming on all the time.
Who is he? I haven't heard him.
He's a part of this. Well, you'll see it at PatriotsQuestion911.com. He's got Architects and Engineers Against 9/11 or for Truth or 9/11. It's their latest one. He's replacing some of the others that have already been outed. And what people now have to realize is they're just. Every time we get rid of one of them, they bring another one up.
Yep.
And you see, they're having they're having another meeting in 9/11 on 9/11 in New York City, and he's one of the speakers who's going to be speaking there. As long as we keep pointing these people out and keep identifying them, their usefulness goes away. But you have to keep it up because they keep replacing one with another.
Yep. Yep.
That's the problem we face. But on 9/11, on September 11th, this coming September 11th, there's going to be some more meetings in New York City. And you'll see, just look who speaks at these meetings. And start wondering, why do none of these people care about Bolin, or me, or you, or anything? Why are they only helping one another, the liars? It's obvious, it's them, they're operating in front of our face. This is what's so sad. They're right there.
Yeah.
They're in front of us.
Yep.
They're identified. If we just had some real police, they'd just go pick them up.
We don't have real police, and that's the other thing. You know, if you are in your community and you have a community police department that you feel has been representative of your community, possibly Watertown, possibly who knows, Foxborough, Massachusetts, or Cranston, Rhode Island, who knows? The simple fact of the matter is, if there are police that you believe could be approached with these facts, you need to show them these facts, because local policing is not that far away from its public if it's a small town, Eric.
Right. And you see, the other thing that people have to realize is this is not just America. The people in Europe have to take this seriously. On September 11th, in New York City, for example, where Richard Gage is going to speak at the meeting and Webster Tarpley is going to speak, there's going to be William Pepper, who they claim is they call a barrister in the United Kingdom, whatever a barrister is. I'm not really that familiar with them.
It's a full lawyer. But, more than a solicitor, it's the full thing. You have two steps to law in Britain.
But the people in Britain have to realize, this guy, is he coming from Britain to America to speak and lie to us about 9/11? Look at the connection. The connection between Britain, America, 9/11, it's incredible. The Zionist movement is all over Britain, and they've got to realize this. This is, like, connected together so tight.
Yep.
And look who else is going to be speaking there, Ralph Schoenman and his wife.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Boy, did I had a run-in with those two knuckleheads. Oh, my God. Criminal Zionist liars from start to finish. And they're supposedly outing Zionism.
Well, that's the trick they use. They pretend to be... truth seekers, and then we got, so you just, all you have to do to figure out what's going on is look at the people that are promoting one another, look at the people at these meetings, and there may be a couple naive ones in there, but you better not even assume that. You better assume they're all criminals. Otherwise, you can make the mistake of, like Bolin made, of getting picked up or set up by one of them. And take a look at, you know, look at who is producing things like who are selling all the drugs, the strip clubs, the sex slaves, the sex toys on the internet. They may be getting a lot of their people from their customer list.
Yeah, their trip to Thailand to be a diddly do over there or whatever, you know.
Yeah, and see, this is, when people wonder how could it be so big, how do they get so many people? Well, look who's running a lot of these operations. Where do they? This may be where they get some of these weird people that come forward.
Yeah. Well, Eric, I wanted to do a short file today. This is not going to go on very long here. I wanted to actually just to give people a punctuation, because this last nonsensical attempt by the kidnappers of Bolin to make everyone think he's okay is really the crowning achievement here. This guy, this stuff is almost so transparent now you can't even imagine it. And they're panicking because more and more people are saying Bolin is gone. I got people from Sweden that get in touch with me that said, bad, bad, Daryl, bad, Smiths, bad. I got people from Finland. I got people from Canada. It's coming in from everywhere that they're finally waking up to the fact that Bolin is gone. Is gone.
Well, all you have to do is think about this. He claims to be having trouble. He's writing that he's not feeling good, he needs money. All you have to ask yourself is, well, if he's having trouble, why doesn't he come forward and talk to us and ask for help? It doesn't make sense unless he's a prisoner or dead.
Yep.
And then you look at history and you see this exactly in Russia and East Germany. The same thing.
Yep. Yep. Well, Eric, just a little punctuation here today. I got some interviews coming up next week, so everybody can look forward to them if I'm not disappeared by then. And I'm going to tell you something. Every single person out there needs to take this very seriously. This is the time, because they don't have any time to waste. Their whole house of cards is shaking, shuddering, and starting to crumble. And it's what is going to come out of that dust as it does crumble that is going to decide our futures. And trust me, ladies and gentlemen, if it falls in our direction, we can make this a much better place than we've been living in. If it falls against us, I don't even want to know. But the truth is this is the time to stand up now. This is the time to start writing your friends. Start presenting this information to people you thought weren't receptive. They're much more receptive now, aren't they, Eric?
Yeah, especially according to some people, maybe in certain areas more so than others, but some people are reporting that it is easier. And I think as the financial situation gets worse, that's going to cause more people to realize, you know, something's not right here. Something's wrong. And so that might be making them even more willing to listen to us.
And write to the people in Watertown, if you've got family there, about the Donbass, about the Zionist control of that country, about Sabbatai Sea, about how that country was taken over, how about this, Ataturk was a Jew. from the Salonika, Greece area, happens to be the same place that my president of France here comes from, his family.
Yeah, and mention 9/11 too at the same time. Just tell them everything over and over. It repeat it.
Yeah,
that's what they do. Learn from their mistake, their techniques, because they've been in advertising a long time. They've been in propaganda a long time, and it takes sometimes a lot of repetition. You know, the first time you hear something, you think, "What?" And even the second time, just repeat it every once in a while in a nice way. That's all.
Well, we're in the middle of crunch time. I wanted to give everybody a little update on this most recent attempt, and it's getting more and more transparent that Chris Bullin is in hot water up to his eyeballs or not with us any longer. We've never wavered from our stand on the fact that this guy is not safe and not okay. Simple fact is, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for all of us to start really digging deep. Please. Don't backslide on this stuff. We got to work harder here. Till the next time, ladies and gentlemen, this is Daryl Bradford Smith telling you all, please be well. Bye-bye now.
Io conosco la tua strada, ogni passo che farai, le tue ansie chiuse e vuoti, sassi che allontanerai. Mai pensare che come roccia io ritorno in te. Io conosco i tuoi respiri, tutto quello che non vuoi, lo sai bene che non vivi, riconoscerlo non puoi, e sarebbe come se questo cielo in fiamme ricadesse in me, come scena su un attore. Per amore hai mai fatto niente, solo per amore hai sfidato il vento, urlato, pagato e riscommesso dietro a questa mania che resta solo. Sarebbe come se questo fiume in piena riva